I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Craig Hill Morning Show.
And you brought up a good point. I can't remember what it was.
On WEEI.
Song for the broken hearted.
Bill Belichick is brought to you this week by the Massachusetts General Cancer Center. Every day amazing. By Northeast Men's Health, the experts in the sexual health of men at northeastmenshealth.com. And by Zooty, build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit zooty.com for details. And Bill joins us on the Harbor One hotline this morning. Hey, Bill, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
How are you?
Oh, good. Good. Ready to roll.
Does first place in the East this morning have any added meaning for this team after the difficulty of last year?
I don't really think about that. We'll just take it one day at a time here and get ready for Tennessee.
Bill, when you look at Devin McCourty, 30th career interception on Thursday, a guy who spent his whole career with you, what does he mean to this team, both on and off the field?
Yeah, Devin's had a great career. He's an amazing person. He gives us great leadership every single day, not just on game day or at various points during the year. He does it, on a daily basis. And really, helps hold our secondary and our defense together. So really fortunate to have him. And, he's played a lot of great football for us. 30 interceptions, that's pretty good career.
He's
and
given,
counting, hopefully.
Of course, yeah. He's given a lot of credit to your son, Steve, for his ability to prepare the guys week in, week out. Obviously, you know him better than anybody. So how much growth have you seen out of him and his coaching style this season?
Well, Devin came here pretty well prepared from being with Coach Yano at Rutgers, and I think that the players that Coach Yano sent out of there are, as well prepared as any players for the NFL, as any program. But it's a different game, and it's, different things that players have to do here than at that level. Devin made those adjustments and has continued to fine tune them on a regular basis. Each week's different, each year is different, things continually change, and so you have to stay on top of it, which he has.
Bill, get you some orange juice because you sound like you might have a little bit of a cold there. Short week, on the road, always tough to get wins in the NFL, but you're able to go down to Atlanta, put together a very impressive performance, shut out a very good football team. What was the one thing that you felt like after this game was most impressive that your team was able to do with all those situations and circumstances, looking them in the face?
Well, as the physical turnaround from Sunday to Thursday and then the mental preparation that you normally have 7 days to do that you have to cram into 4 days. I just thought they, as a team, did a really good job of continuing to press on and prepare from Wednesday when we got on the bus to, watching film on the plane to watching film Wednesday night to walk through and film on Thursday and players getting together in groups and going over things. They really worked all the way through to game time, and so some of the situations that came up in the game, like the defensive third and fourth and one stops and things like that, it was great to see those plays turn out in our favor. So I know that the players worked very hard to make all that happen.
Bill, I'm going to be Wiggy's hype man for a minute because he won't say it, but his son is headed to his son's high school
Arizona,
team.
Arizona, he's a Wildcat. I heard.
His other son is headed to a Super Bowl at Gillette. Would you be Central Catholic? Would you be available for a pregame speech?
That's great. Congratulations. Well, you really, Wiggy, you turned them out, man. That's awesome. I heard we got a Wildcat.
Yeah, it's good coaching.
Don't worry, Wiggy will be sending you film on both of them, Bill.
Okay. Grab them as a future.
Well, that's a good question, Bill. Is, you know, you're having a lot of success. It looks like you're really happy with the way things are going. How long are you going to coach for? I know this was Courtney's question, and I'm kind of stealing.
Oh, classic.
Oh, you stole Courtney's
question. It's all right. It's all right. Well, you got to preface it. Teddy Bruschi said that you always told him that you wouldn't coach as long as Marv Levy, but with your success this season and now having Mac Jones, are you changing your tune at all?
Yeah, again, right now, really just focused on getting ready for Tennessee, and I'll deal with all that later. I appreciate you asking. Thank you.
Well, when you look at Ryan Tannehill, coming off a tough one yesterday, but a vet nonetheless, what challenges does he present for this team as you guys get ready for Sunday?
Yeah, Ryan's always played well against us. He's a very smart player. He handles things at the line of scrimmage, audibles, checking plays, getting the team into good plays or out of bad ones, however you want to look at it. He's very athletic. He's fast. He can make yardage with his legs out of the pocket, but also get out and scramble and find more time to throw. But again, he's very mobile and smart in making good decisions for his team. I've always had a lot of respect. I was happy to see him leave Miami, but I'm so happy to play against him at Tennessee. He's done a good job.
Bill, has this team at this point in the season exceeded your expectations for them?
Yeah, Greg, I don't really do the expectations thing. We just keep trying to get better every day wherever we're at and move forward and just try to be better yesterday than we were the day before and better tomorrow than we are today. And that's how I feel like I need to coach the team, not try to think they're going to be here or there. It's hard to tell. And again, your opponents have a lot to do with that as well. So when you play different teams and where they're at and how those matchups, what they look like now and what they look like 2 months ago or what they'll look like, you know, in a couple of weeks, you know, it could be very different. So just take it day to day and take it as it comes and try not to make too much out of those.
Let me just ask about this, because I would love for you to verify a story that one of your former players mentioned on this show a week and a half or so ago. Is it accurate that Matt Light once snuck into your office and replaced your computer mouse with a shock mouse, and every time you touched it, you were shocked? That's what he said on this program. Is that accurate?
No, I think that was more of an offensive line thing.
All right, so it happened, but Matt Light shouldn't be taking full credit for it, is what you're saying.
I don't remember that ever happening to me. No, I think it might happen in the offensive line room. But
oh, okay, all right.
See, I wasn't in there for that either, so you'd have to go to somebody else for verification.
All right, we have to verify that elsewhere. I'm going to work on that. Wiggy?
Bill, you talk about stacking good days together, good practices, good games, and you guys have been able to do that. And you've had some success here over the past several weeks. How do you make sure, and you're talking about coaching this football team, how do you make sure that they stay focused and they stay in the moment and not get too far ahead of themselves because of the success that they're having right now?
Well, again, Wiggy, as you know, we just try to take it one day at a time and not worry about what did or didn't happen in the past, other than obviously to correct our mistakes and and learn from things that situations and things like that. But just try to take each day as its own opportunity and make the most of it. And I think our guys have done a good job of that, but we'll need to continue to do it.
Bill, I know we've asked you about having such a late bye week before, but when you look at the last 10 days that you've had, does having such a late bye week impact this almost mini bye that you guys have from playing Thursday to Sunday?
No, I don't think so. Whenever the bye week comes, it comes. We can't control our schedule, and so with every long week's a short week. With every short week, there's a long week, and every team in the league gets a bye at some point, so when they come, they come. Try not to worry too much about them and just, you know, take the schedule as it falls.
Bill, you look forward to coaching against Mike Vrabel?
Well, Mike's done a great job at Tennessee, and I always had a lot of respect for Mike and certainly have a ton of respect for him as a, when he was a position coach and as a head coach, for sure. So that'll be a big challenge, and Tennessee's, you know, obviously a good football team, one of the best teams in the league. So, we'll do our best to get ready and be ready to go on Sunday. But, you know, Mike does a great job. And other than when we play him, I'm rooting for him, but not this week.
All right. Oh, Wiggy's got one.
No, I just had one last question, Bill. You guys have done a really good job this year of creating turnovers and winning takeaway battles. What kind of emphasis are you telling these guys in practice that you're seeing that lead from the practice field into the football games?
Yeah, we try to emphasize it every single day in practice and pull out plays. As you know, and when you were here, it's really the same thing. Pull out plays in practice of examples of, you know, good ball security and bad ball security, or good awareness by the defense to take the ball away or punch it out, and opportunities where we could have done it, but we didn't. And so I think that's really the best way, you know, for us to coach it. I think our players do have good awareness of ball security when they have it, and an awareness to try to take it away when there's an opportunity, a second man in on a tackle or coming in from behind and things like that. But, you know, it's a fast game and there's a lot happening out there, and you can't see everybody all the time. And sometimes things happen that don't turn out the way you want them to, but we, you know, keep trying to coach those and make them aware of it. I think our players have certainly grown in that area, but again, each week is its own challenge. Tennessee's they don't fumble the ball much at all, and they do a really good job of punching it out and stripping it out, and their players are very aware. So taking care of the ball is always at the top of the list, and trying to get it away is something that we're always looking for. And some teams give you more opportunities than others, but we always want to be on the lookout to take advantage of those situations as they occur.
All right, Bill. Well, before we let you go and get back to work, I'm somewhat focused on food. I just wanted to ask if there were only one side dish that were able to be on the table Thursday, what would you want it to be?
Oh, boy. Well, it'd be hard for me to turn down any type of potatoes. So, I'll go with whatever, mashed potatoes, scalloped, or, you know, baked, or however they're
au gratin
made. But yeah, you bet.
Twice baked. Yeah. Extra sour cream.
Load them up. Yeah.
That's Wiggy's favorite.
Maybe a little bacon, Bill?
You bet. Crazy. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Throw some butter on there. Yeah, just, you know, starch me up.
All right. Listen, have a great Thanksgiving, and we will talk to you again a week from today. Thanks, Bill.
Great. Thanks, Jeff. Same to you and all your listeners. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right,
appreciate
it. All right, thanks very much. There's Bill Belichick. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.